Thank you for tuning in to the Covenant Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the teaching and preaching of God's Word. The Covenant Podcast is a ministry of Covenant Baptist Church located in Indianapolis, Indiana. And now, here is today's speaker.
We grow discouraged and our heart gets sick and we don't come to God in the first place because we see that path as, that's never going to get me any honor or fame in the eyes of men. No, it won't. No, it won't. But it will get you a place in the heart of God for all of eternity. So you choose. Choose. He gives you that choice. Nothing through selfish ambition or conceit. And then he goes on, how can you even do that? And this is kind of, it's like Paul is answering the obvious question from phrase to phrase. How can we be unified? Don't do anything through selfish ambition or conceit. How can we not do anything through selfish ambition or conceit? He answers it, doesn't he? In humility. Count others more significant than yourselves. It cannot, I don't believe, be overstated how foreign an idea that humility was in the first century A.D. Humility was a bad word at the time. It was not humility that men and women were to strive for. It was the Russell Crowes with the mighty swords and the pounding the chest, strength and honor. That's what men and women were told to strive for. Individual strength and honor and praise and power. And I tell you, there's nothing more obvious that we are a fallen creature than this. We think we have power and strength, and we don't. And you say, how can you say that? I have some power. No, you don't. Because my Bible tells me that God is omnipotent. Omnipotent. Omni-all. All power. Well, if God has all power, then you and I don't have any. The power we have is given to us, delegated and granted for a time. I've been, trying, and still can't tell they're looking at me, but I do run. I've been trying to run for the last year since starting this new position, and it's been working out pretty well. But you know what? When I run these days, things don't happen naturally in my body that happened when I was 20. It's still hard. And it's not getting any easier. This body's breaking down. I don't have any strength. But that's always been the case. God's the one giving you the breath in your lungs right now. Not you. Not a doctor. Not a scientist. God. In humility. I want you to hang with me just one longer. In humility. Count others more significant than yourselves. It's amazing to me that Christianity can be labeled as arrogant and unfeeling and uncaring when the Christian message is that. Count others more significant than yourselves. Do you do that? Do you do that? Do I? And you know, he doesn't say count others who you like more significant than yourselves. He doesn't say count others who agree with you more significant than yourselves. He doesn't say count others who share your opinions or share your desires or share your history or share this or that. He just says count others more significant than yourselves. Do I do that? The waiter that comes by the table, or the waitress, or my boss, my friends, my enemies, my neighbors. I read this quote too recently. I think it was another G.K. Chesterton quote. He said, "The Bible tells us, God tells us in the Bible, to love our neighbors and to love our enemies." And he said, "Because often they're the same people." Do we count others more significant than ourselves? That's the complete Christian life. That's the striving toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He's going to go on, and I don't know that the Lord will lead us here next week or not. Even whether He does or not, I encourage you to read the next few verses of this second chapter, and He gives the most beautiful picture of the very Son of God, who is the pattern and example in this way. But count others more significant than yourselves. Think of others as being more significant than yourself. And when you do that, the complete Christian life ends with this. In some ways, let each of you look not to his own interest, or should not only to his own interest, but also to the interests of others. The complete Christian life. Once you have the authentic Christian life that he spoke about in the first verse, the complete Christian life comes to this place of service. Service. The time that I've been speaking to you today, in Africa alone, and I think in one nation, I don't remember which one it was as I was reading it, there's been 842 children that have died from very preventable diseases. So, where's our service? Our sacrificial service to God? Sacrificial. When it hurts. So much of the time, we live the Christian life in its incomplete state because we're not willing to go past that place of comfort to sacrificially give. Let each of you look not only to his own interest. We are not to dismiss our own interest. We are not to relinquish our responsibilities. It's amazing to me how God checks us against the extreme here. And He says, look, you are to take care of yourself and others. You can't take care of others. That constant analogy where you're on an airplane and they say, if we run into trouble and the cabin pressure is gone, there's going to be oxygen masks come down. Be sure you secure yours first before you help somebody else. We are to take care of our own spiritual needs through prayer and study of God's Word, and take care of our homes and our families. Absolutely. But don't you dare let that hide you from your obligation to think of others as more significant than yourselves and to serve them sacrificially, because God came and He sent His Son to die for them just like He died for you. Now He says, go to them and love them and serve them and sacrifice for Me on their behalf, so that they might see Me in you. So there you have it. The authentic Christian life in the first verse. The authentic one. The one that's real. Encouragement in Christ. When we think of Christ, we are encouraged because of who He is and what He's done. Comfort in His love. Participation and presence of the Spirit in our life. And affection and sympathy as a disposition of our hearts. And then He says, and now I want you to complete it. I want you to complete this Christian life. Unity, selflessness, humility, and service. Unity, selflessness, humility, and service. The path to joy, to freedom, to liberty, to peace, to purpose, to meaning, this is it. Satan will whisper in your ear, who would want that? Vince Vitale, you all may know him. He works with Ravi Zacharias. He wrote this, he talked about this in their book, Jesus Among Secular Gods. He talked about before he was a Christian, a friend of his came who had become a Christian and said, I'm a believer in Jesus. He saved me. I'm now His. I don't live for myself. I don't do the thing. I don't drink and I don't do drugs and I don't do these things anymore. I don't do all those things that I used to do that we had fun doing. And Vince said he remembers thinking, oh, well, great, sign me up. And then the Lord got a hold of him. Those things that you think are bringing you joy, how long do they last? That drug that the addict places in his arm and shoves that poison in, it lasts for a season to deaden the pain. But the pain comes back, and it comes back worse. I'm telling you, when you fill your heart and your life with things of the world, all you're doing is shoving in more pain. It's dulling it for a season, and it's convincing you that things are better, and they're not. So many read this scripture, and in their selfishness, or in their ignorance of what life is really about, they think, this is not a path I want to walk. I just want to tell you, it's a path to joy and freedom. It's God's gift to withhold worldly comfort, ease, and prosperity. You say, what? That's not at all what I've heard about the Christian life these days. So much of the prosperity message is that God is going to make your life wonderful here. Let me tell you this. I think about the worst thing that God could do for you is to make you so comfortable here that you don't seek Him. Worst thing that happened to you is for you to feel at home and comfortable here, because this place is temporary. I want to close with just a final couple of comments in reference to how different that this message is of God, of Christ, of the Word of God, than this culture tells us. And I thought this really put the nail on the head. It again comes from the book Jesus Among Secular Gods. This is Vince Vitale. He says, in a culture that says, and just listen, it's just right on, in a culture that says, be yourself, look after yourself, express yourself, trust yourself, and treat yourself, Jesus says, deny yourself and pick up your cross daily and follow me. That's how different it is. This is how different it is. An analogy by conclusion, what we've talked about here today, I believe is the key to unlocking the complete Christian life. And a key, if you think about a key, what it is and all that it is, it's a piece of metal with the right grooves and the right etchings to slide into a lock and turn so that the door might be opened. These things represent that key. Unity in the church, unity among your brothers, unity among a community of believers that you're living in, selflessness, humility, and service. Without these four things, you're never going to unlock the door of the complete Christian life, and you're going to remain on the other side. And you may, on occasion, be able to hear what's going on the other side of the door. You're going to meet somebody who's found, at least for some time or some situation, they found their own key that God has given to them, and they've unlocked it, and they're living the complete Christian life. And you'll say to yourself, boy, I wish I could live like that. I wish I could feel what that one feels. I wish I could be at peace like that one is at peace. I wish that I could have thick skin like that one and yet a soft heart at the same time. I wish that I had these things in my life like that person does. And here's the key. God gives you the key. He's handing you the key. The only question that remains is, are you going to pick it up, take it, put it in the lock, and turn it and walk in the door? But this is the complete Christian life. Unity, selflessness, humility, and service. Where are you at? Where am I? Where's our church? These are things that must be examined, and God, I believe, wants us to wrestle with. If you don't know Him, and you've never unlocked the key to the Christian life in the first place, you never unlocked the door to the Christian life in the first place, I pray you come to Him today and you find Him. And you understand what we're talking about. And God will save you and place you on a new road, give you a new heart that you'll enjoy for eternity. That's awesome.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to today's program. Please visit us at www.covenantmbc.com to access our podcast archive and learn more about the ministry of Covenant Baptist Church. Visit us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/covenantinindy.